Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
Oh, it's great to talk to you today.
Mike, they finally have a speaker again for the U.S. House of Representatives. Does that change anything in the markets, knowing that somewhere, somehow, legislation might get passed?
I don't really think so, not when it comes to the markets, you know, gold, bonds, the stock market. You know, since we last spoke, there's been all kinds of news, and there's a whole new war in Israel and Gaza. You know, there's people predicting it's going to spread to other countries, or other countries will get drawn into it. I'm a little skeptical of that. I mean, Israel has been in a war just about every 10 years since its founding. But I think what's interesting about these events is, like the war example, you know, gold popped up, had a nice rally when it started. Oil went up just a little bit, but both were in a position to do that anyway. You know, oil didn't go crazy in the days following that news. In the gold move, you know, it looks like it's lost a little bit of steam. Just that. These are just very short-term moves. You know, I think as we spoke last time, you know, I think, you know, there's a reason to be bullish on both. But the war, I don't think, is having a big influence on them going forward. And if the war doesn't, I don't think this Republican new speaker is going to either. And who knows how long he's even going to be there. but we're in a weird market. A lot of people are kind of disappointed in the market this year. You know, we started this year out after last year was a horrible bear market, and we finally hit a low in the October-November period, and things turned up. We had a sharp rally at the start of the year. The gold actually turned up before the stock market did. Gold led the way, so to speak. Gold's actually less volatile than the stock market, and I think has more upside in the coming years. But that rally just kind of, you know, it fizzled out in June, July. I would say there was peak excitement. People were obsessed with the so-called AI concept as NVIDIA made new highs. That was the peak, and now, you know, things are just kind of drifting around. The S&P 500 is gone down to the 200-day moving average around 4,200. Even though it's down today as we're speaking, I'm hopeful that, you know, it can put in some sort of low here. But even if that were to happen, I don't see huge upside, you know, because I think the type of market environment we're in, and this is what's disappointing people, is so much different than what we saw before last year. You know, people got used to the stock market going up year after year after year. And then when there's a down year, it would just bottom out real quick and make new highs, and the train would get back on the track. Well, the train hasn't gotten back on the tracks, not that Super Bowl train. And I don't think it's going to, because that train was fueled by the very fact that interest rates were so low for so long, They were basically at zero or close to zero for 10 years. And that's gone. You know, interest rates now are, the Fed funds rate's around 5%. And I would argue it's not high enough, because if it was high enough, inflation would really be down and there'd be a recession to stop the inflation, and the stock market would be performing actually worse than it is. So in my view, interest rates aren't really that high. They've just gone back up to a sort of like historical mean if you go back 100 years. And the market, you know, is just kind of drifting around accordingly. You know, the market is pretty overvalued from a PE perspective. So there's not massive upside. We've got inflation. And now, you know, CDs and bonds with that 5% plus yield or interest that you can get, you know, it's hard to find many stocks that compete with that now. You know, the argument we used to hear 10 years ago is you have to buy stocks because you can't get any money in your money market or CD. Well, that's not true anymore. And we're in a new world, and the quicker people, you know, deal with that or recognize it, the better off they will be, and the more realistic they'll be about what's going on, and then they can make wiser decisions with their money.
Yeah, now it's been pointed out, we are eerily like we were back in 1979-80 when there were hostages in Iran being held by the Revolutionary Guard, high inflation, and here we are. We have hostages again in the Middle East, high inflation. Should we just be looking at the charts then to decide what we should be doing now?
Well, yeah, in a sense, I think that's not a bad idea. But I would argue that that year, 1979-1980, that was the end of the inflationary cycle. It got the most extreme then. But you're reaching the end of it, and yeah, the stock market fell into 1982. So I mean, it wasn't a great time to be buying stocks. Gold went wild, mm-hmm. and so did silver. That's when silver went to like $50 an ounce. So there are ways to make money, but I would argue that it is useful to look back at the 1970s, and I've done it in my thinking to try to understand, you know, what's going on here. But I would suggest that we're actually at the, somewhere in the start of that cycle that ended around 1970, 1980, but actually started in the late 1960s. That's when that inflation really began, that culminated, you know, at the end. It really started in 66, 67 with the Vietnam War, and that's the budget in the United States went into a deficit, and you would have these boom-bust cycles in very short-lived cyclical bull markets, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them, in fact. And I think that's the type of world we're actually in. And so the way I see what's happening is we're sort of this year, I believe, you know, I was saying this, that we were seeing the start of a cyclical bull market. I was saying this in January, but I was thinking it would be a cyclical bull market. I'm speaking of stocks now. Who like those in the 70s or the 60s as I'm speaking of, which meant it would be short-lived. And almost all the gains had come in the first couple months, and then it'd be very difficult to make money buying new stocks, and you really need the interest in the yield to get some return in your account. So I think that's exactly what's going on, and I don't think we're going to have a really great buy point when it comes to the typical, you know, that S&P 500 or the average stock for quite some time until there's a bigger decline in the markets and a real washout like we saw last year in the fall. I don't know when that's going to happen. I sound bearish, but I'm not really thinking we're in a big decline or, you know, I just don't really think much is going on. And we're in that latter phase of a short two-year bull market or so, where nothing really happened. And it's a tricky thing, because the more you watch the market, the more you're going to want to respond to the short-term news and these headlines hit, such as the war in Israel, that would make you think that, oh, well, now something can happen, you know, with oil or with gold, and then it just, you know, nothing really changes after a couple of days, because in the end, these events, you know, they impact the people involved in them, the people living in Israel and in Gaza, but they're not impacting your neighbor, if you're living in the United States or Canada. It only impacts them if they watch the television or know someone that lives over in these countries. So it's just, you got to be real patient and as far as trying to do lots of trade.
Is the shine off AI now?
Yeah, I think so. I think, we were told for weeks that was the top headline in the financial media, was AI this, AI that. This company is doing AI, and everyone went and got their ChatGPT bots and played the Google chat bots and so forth, and thought this was going to change the world. And 6 months later, and no one's really, the only real stock that benefited directly from it was NVIDIA, and I don't think it's as revolutionary a technology as everyone thought. But the market needed a meme, it needed a story in the summer to justify people who wanted to believe it was going to go up like it did, in the years before 2022, that this what I'm saying is a short-term cyclical bull market, that rally that started in October last year, as it went, my message, this is a short-term cyclical bull market like 1970s. That's not a message that people want to hear. If you do a YouTube video of that message, people are going to turn it off. What people want to hear is they're going to get rich, that they can buy something, and it's going to go up for years and years and years. And that's what they experienced before, and that's what they wanted to happen again. And the story of AI promised that to them. And that's why it spread so quickly and became a dominant meme in the financial media the way it did this year. It's a story. It's an exaggeration, the impact of it. Was exaggerated to justify, what people would think the market's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, AMC, that was a meme stock that people made fun of, but the Taylor Swift movie boosted their stocks tremendously. They got a lot of income, but then they expressed disappointment that after the initial record-setting weekend, not everybody wants to see Taylor Swift in concert. What do they have after Taylor?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, the stock was $60 8 weeks ago, and now it's $9. So they better find a new hit. I don't know who.
I guess Taylor really is the new Beatles. Taylor mania, people have to get tickets, have to go see her. You don't have to buy anything, just watch a Chiefs football game. There she is.
Yeah, that sounds like more fun anyway.
Yeah. We'll have more with Mike Swanson right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mike Swanson. Mike, do you expect commodities to pick up?
I actually do. I don't think it's going to happen necessarily at the moment. In a way, all these markets, and just about you know, there's a lot of attention going on in the people paying a lot of attention to the bond market, but really overall volatility is small this right now in the financial markets. That includes commodities. They're basically going pretty much sideways. I mean, you could look at the price of gold, and it's about where it was a year ago at this time. Where it was at the start of the year. It made a nice bottom last October. I'm not really thinking commodities are going to do anything huge in the short term, but I think they're good to have investment positions in, because, you know, at some point when you are in this cyclical bull market thing with the stock market, it's linked to the economic cycle, and the implication is that we're not in some giant boom that's going to go on, if you can even call it a boom, and the economy will have a recessionary cycle, and in the stock market we'll have another bear market one day. And when that happens, the Fed will stop raising interest rates and actually start to cut interest rates. And like the 1970s, that's likely to spark another big upswing in inflation when that happens. And that means commodities are going to be a good place to be invested, and in gold and silver become necessary trades if you want to make money in good investments now, accordingly. So that's what in other words, I don't think they're going to do anything dramatic between now and the end of the year, but watch out after that in the future.
Is that what everybody's waiting for next year? People are kind of on pause right now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know a lot of traders that, and commentators, writers, and so forth, that typically will take the year off in mid-December, and I've never, in the New Year's, and I've never done that myself, but I'm actually thinking of doing that before Thanksgiving.
Wow, nothing going on. Might as well go on holiday. Anything going to happen with crude?
Well, I think crude is hanging around $90 a barrel. We got a little bit of another lift up with this war tension in the Middle East. I think it's likely to hang around here until the end of the year. But I do think there's a good chance that it breaks above 100. Either at the end of the year or the first half of next year, because I don't, it's really the most bullish looking commodity or chart or market at now. I mean, it's oil. So I don't think the oil rally is done that started this summer. And historically, oil rallies into June or July, so I think we're going to see higher oil prices. I guess you could say oil is the thing I'm the most bullish on in the short term.
China just announced that they're going to boost their deficit in an effort to try to power up their economy. Do you think that will work, especially when it comes to oil demand? China consumes a horrible amount, or a large amount. I don't know if it's horrible.
Well, it'll certainly help. It suggests that the economic downturn in China, it's probably reached a bottoming out point, so that should definitely help the price of oil go up.
Are you surprised that things like lithium aren't higher, with so many governments now mandating that electric vehicles will be the only thing for sale in, say, 10 years?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really an expert on the, how much. I don't know. I don't know the numbers and how much lithium is currently produced, how much is needed, and so forth. I know it did have a good rally, last year. So I'm not sure. I'm just not following it.
Mike, I always like to ask you about the Robin Hooders. Anything happening on that front? The cell phone traders?
Well, the Robin Hood company has made an interesting shift. In this quarter, they've announced that they're going to stop focusing on getting new customers to open up trading accounts to make money and focus on selling credit cards to them. So it looks like it's going to become a debt company, like a loan shark. And I'm sure they already got lots of customers that blew their accounts out that now need to borrow money. So Robin Hood is becoming something else.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of companies now offering credit cards, and if they're anything like Walmart, their interest rate will be close to 30%.
Yeah, that's why I call them loan sharks, because the interest is so high. I mean, it's just, wow.
Oh, Vinny down the street might loan you money at 25%.
Might be cheaper. You can get out of the debt with him, at least. You know, just have to do a favor you don't want to do, but you know, you can get out of it.
A favor you don't. Do you think the Fed is finished hiking interest rates?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because first of all, I don't think they're going to hike rates the rest of the year. But if you look at the Fed Fund futures, the odds, it's really split on what the next move will be. I mean, everyone talks like they're going to cut rates. That's what they expect. But there is a chance that they actually end up hiking again one or two more points in the spring or next summer. I mean, they're in a position where they don't want to do anything for a while, so I don't think they're going to. But it's not 100% clear, I think, what exactly is going to happen when we're talking in April, May, because there's a possibility, and a good one, that the economy starts to slow down and the Fed cuts rates. That's what everyone expects, and it's what I expected would be happening by now a year ago. But it hasn't played out that way. And if the oil prices continue to go up and the economy doesn't really slow down, we could see an uptick in inflation. And that would be an argument for the Fed to put another point or two on it, which eventually would knock the stock market down and cause a recession, you know, if the Fed keeps hiking rates. So I'm not sure, you know. I'm just, it's a way to go circle back, and my overall theme is I'm not really thinking much of anything is going to happen rest of this year, probably the first quarter next year, but we could be seeing interest rate hikes or cuts by next summer. And so that would be when the volatility of the markets could come back. So, and if they did cut, that would be very bullish for gold and silver. If they end up hiking, it would mean that the kind of environment we're currently stuck in, I feel like we are, is just going to go on for longer than we expect. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Mike, anything else we should be keeping a close eye on right now?
Not at the moment, but I do think the last question you asked about what the next Fed move, that will really be a big determining factor next year. So I'll be watching the GDP reports, the inflationary numbers as they come out in the next couple of months, the clues for what that ultimate move will be.
Mike, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you. Great talk with you.
My guest has been Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. If you have any questions for Mike or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.